Peggy, welcome to Rush to Reason. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me, John.
Senior litigation counsel at NCLA. Talk to us a little bit about what's going on this week with Amy Coney Barrett. By the way, she's knocking it out of the park as far as I'm concerned.
I thought she did a terrific job. She's very composed.
Smart.
She didn't allow herself to get bullied into any inappropriate concessions. I thought she showed grace, a judicial temperament, which is important.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think I would predict that she'd be confirmed if the votes go the way it appears it would.
I would agree with you. In fact, I mean, I know there will be people that will, you know, senators that will vote against her, of course, because they'll do some party line things. And I get that. I get where they're coming from, although I think they're very wrong because I think she's a very good choice. I've listened to some of the answers that she's had when they've, you know, thrown some things at her. And, you know, Peggy, she's just had, to your point, she's had really good, solid answers on how a Supreme Court justice should act and respond.
Yeah, and I have read virtually all of her opinions, her writings, and other material in a kind of condensed form in order to do an analysis that New Civil Liberties Alliance set out for her. And I must say I was really blown away by her her care, her intelligence, her energy. And really an open mind in the cases, too. I think that, I hope that came out. I think it did in the hearings. And I think she's really a superb choice.
Yeah, and I agree. So, and I think just my own opinion, tell me if I'm right, wrong, or otherwise, but I think where some folks that may not dislike her is a simple fact that she is going to look at the Constitution, which, by the way, is not a super complicated document. She's going to read that document and interpret law, you know, based upon that document. And she doesn't see that as a living document that should change over time, like a lot of folks on the left, I think, want to see happen. She doesn't see it that way.
And a judge who looks at the Constitution in that way will return a great deal more power to the American people that has been eroded over time. So I think she's an excellent choice for that reason as well.
And everything, by the way, folks, I just said, I really do feel like, and Peg, I don't think I'm out of step in saying there are folks out there that would like to see the Constitution. I think they'd like to see it changed. I think they want to see it become a living document that changes over time. They don't want it to be this staple that never changes over the past 250 years. They want to see the thing changing as time goes by. And the fact of the matter is that's not what our founding fathers vision for the country.
They certainly didn't. And this will force Congress to go back and do its job. And so there were issues that were correctly brought up, things of concern that a number of the Democratic senators were talking about. And the fact is it's Congress's job to democratically pass laws that address those issues. It is not a justice's job to fix those problems through judicial rulings.
No, and in fact, the person that we're trying to get her to replace looked at it very much in an advocacy role, and that's not the way the Supreme Court is supposed to be or behave.
No, and I think she will. I think she will do a great deal of good work. I've particularly looked at her decisions with what she might do with respect to the administrative power that has so eroded American civil liberties. And she hasn't done a lot of cases. She's only been a judge for 3 years, so this is a tentative conclusion. But Senator Ernst asked her some questions about those issues, and I was impressed with her command of the topic, and I think she will understand that the very first sentence of the Constitution says all legislative power is vested in the Congress. And so I think to the extent Congress has over-delegated that to administrative, unaccountable administrative agencies, She will be open to arguments to perhaps restore some of those powers, insistence those powers be exercised only by Congress, and restore American civil liberties.
Awesome.
Which have gravely eroded.
Yeah, they have. And we're talking to Peggy Little, Senior Litigation Counsel at NCLA. And real quick, Peggy, what do you guys do at NCLA for our listeners?
NCLA stands for New Civil Liberties Alliance. And our mission is to secure for Americans their civil liberties and rights that were accorded to them under the Constitution and that have been taken away from them slowly by the growth of the administrative state. So we are trying to rein in the often unconstitutional actions of administrative power and return the separation of powers to the three branches. This fourth branch of administrative power should not exist as it does today, and we are working hard to change that.
Well said. What's the website?
www.nclalegal.org.
Perfect. Peggy Little, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We'll continue to watch how this progresses.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome.